brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm going to take a few calls for questions for Wayne Madsen on this live Friday edition. I'll be back live this Sunday, Lord willing, 4 to 6 p.m. with a Sunday transmission. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. And then at 20 after, or a little bit earlier, we're getting James O'Keefe on, who brought down Acorn, you name it, so much more. You know I'm nonpartisan. I'm a libertarian constitutionalist, kind of would lean with what you call Republicans, just because they give lip service to guns and things like that and sovereignty. But the more I learn and get a little more seasoned, being around Democrats, watching them, am I wrong in saying Republicans are like this big imperial starship corruption and just lavishing themselves in country clubs and helicopters? Democrats are like, they have their mafia level, and they're slick as well, but grassroots, this is really gangsters. These really are, because any operation they're involved in, or even their low-level people, you find out, will tell you, yeah, we're gangsters. And they're all involved in crimes and things. I mean, from your research of Democrats, who are they?
Well, I mean, look at the veterans of the Obama administration. Rahm Emanuel, the mayor of Chicago, he's a thug. He's a gangster. Look what he's doing in the Chicago public school system. And he's benefiting from this. Penny Pritzker, who was Obama's number one fundraiser in Chicago, is now the commerce secretary. She breezed through a nomination. There wasn't a question asked about her unsavory ties in Chicago. She's the heiress to the Hyatt Hotel fortune. Also has to do with a lot of information that arose in Chicago about Hyatt maybe benefiting from the introduction of casino gambling.
Of course.
At the Navy Pier on Lake Michigan. So, yeah, she's mobbed up. So, yeah, the Democrats who support Obama tend to be more of the what we would expect to find from big city machine politics.
You know, Obama gets fake excited when he's lying to old ladies saying, I'll get you a free house, all this stuff. But when he does these gay and lesbian events, he really gets excited and acts really weird. I mean, the body language, my gaydar goes off with Obama.
Yeah, I mean, we know about his background now from Chicago. He's tried to cover it up. You know,
but my issue is they can use it for blackmail.
Oh, that was the whole point, you know, whether you agree with it or not, you know, back when, being a homosexual was considered to be a highly black male. Okay, we had J. Edgar Hoover at the FBI, but the word...
That was the whole point. The mob was running him.
It was all blackmail, right. They were running him. It was all that you could be blackmailed because there was such a social stigma attached to it that you wouldn't want the information to come out. It's different now, but that's what the original idea was back in the day when they investigated.
Well, I'm told by Hollywood, and this is also coming out in the Vatican, that you've almost got to be involved in that to be part of it now. It's like, we're learning about this mafia and hip-hop, where they tell them, you know, you got to come to the party and do this if you're going to be in the club. I mean, that's really weird.
You know, all through the history, you read books on the history of Hollywood, and you find out not only actresses had to wind up on the director's casting couch, but a lot of male actors did as well. And some very big names were associated with that. People would be.
I just don't get it. I guess it's the power, isn't it?
It is power. I think Henry Kissinger, who I despise, as the only unindicted war criminal.
The great aphrodisiac is power.
Exactly. That's what he said. And in that respect, that's the one thing that he'll always be remembered for, because that's absolutely true what he said.
And reportedly, Kissinger is quite the horn dog.
Well, he's up in years now. But, yeah, remember, he used to be considered quite the bachelor with dating starlets, Jill St. John, and, you know.
What's disgusting is it was in a couple of newspapers that the Prince of Darkness, Pearl, goes to parties and to women and says, I control lots of stuff and kill lots of people. And he thinks that, like, shows off to women. And even those power-hungry women go, ooh.
Yeah, just...
Imagine that guy.
Just say, go choke on your, you know...
But imagine just going, I am powerful. I kill people.
Yeah,
Pearl, you're so powerful.
Yeah, go choke on a jumbo shrimp at the buffet.
I mean, the guy can hardly... It's just, it's unbelievable. I control drone forces. Aren't I sexy?
Yeah, I like it.
Well, phone calls.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Yeah.
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
You can complain about Big Brother and how this is a potential, program run amok. But when you actually look at the details, then I think we've struck the right balance. And if people can't trust not only the executive branch, but also don't trust Congress and don't trust federal judges to make sure that we're abiding by the Constitution, due process, and rule of law, then we're going to have some problems.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
And remember, Obama said we shouldn't listen to these people that warn about tyranny around the corner. Well, it isn't around the corner. It's sitting on top of us. We can't trust federal judges. There's total illegal spying across the board. It's been public for at least 15 years. Wayne Madsen goes, here, media, look at this European Commission admitting the sharing the data. All these governments are lying, blaming it on the U.S. They're all involved. They're like, this man's crazy. You know, he pointed out admitted facts. And Snowden's in trouble, in my view. And I want your brief take on this and take calls. We're going to get to Trayvon Martin and the whole case and about to go to the jury and got the Veritas Project head joining us with his book. He'll give a take on that as well. But his real crime is they don't want the moral authority of someone in government, because they've endowed that with godlike status, to say, no, we're spying on the press and the people and the government's out of control. And Bradley Manning says we were killing innocent people like a kid burning bugs with a magnifying glass. They don't want the government politically vocal. Just like they're arresting CIA guys that go, yeah, we did illegally torture. Well, you're not supposed to get arrested for whistleblowing, exposing a crime. So it's unprecedented, and only Obama could get away with this. So, do you think that's Snowden's big crime?
Look, Obama has brought more Espionage Act violations. The 1917 Espionage Act, put in by Woodrow Wilson. He's brought more charges under the Espionage Act than any other previous president combined. Snowden being the latest one. Tom Drake.
Yeah, it's not espionage is to give missile secrets to the Chinese. Yeah. Oops, our government did that. Bipartisan.
A very good intelligence agency asset president. That's what he was designed to do. That's what he was groomed to do. That's what he's doing. So, spying on the Associated Press, over 100 reporters and editors at the AP, James Rosen at Fox News. The list goes on and on, trying to get Jim Risen from the...
And now they're saying they may indict Rupert Murdoch. Obviously the spying scandal, not good over there in England, but compared to the Justice Department and all the stuff it's doing, what, a magnitude of 1,000 times?
Right. So, you know, the situation is that... some people said what Obama's done is criminalized investigative journalism. And it's true. The president of the AP, Gary Pruitt, told the press club a couple weeks ago, all our sources are going cold on us. They're fearful.
And that's why they killed Hastings, because he said, all of us have to unite. America's being taken down. They've declared war on us. We declare war on them. Release all the info. Have courage. They went, have courage? Boom!
Right.
Briefly on Hastings, I had his buddies, Staff Sergeant Biggs, on yesterday. I mean, now it's come out. They basically killed him.
It doesn't pass the smell test. I mean, we had Richard Clark even suggest, the former counterterrorism guy, that, you know, you can manipulate a Mercedes. After Princess Diana died in the crash in Paris, I was in Paris right after that. And it was quite clear.
Well, the French police.
Witnesses that somebody had sped that car up inside the tunnel, causing it to crash at a high rate of speed. So, yes, that technology's been around an awful long time.
Well, no kidding. They got robot Google cars driving around.
Absolutely. So.
It's ridiculous. I mean, they had robot cars remote controlled by radio control 80 years ago.
Absolutely. So whether it was that or a bomb, clearly
it was a bomb.
It was sabotage. They sabotaged
it. Witnesses said it was driving and blew up on the road. Yes. The engine shot the opposite direction.
Right. Right. So it looks like if it happened in Beirut or Damascus, there'd be no question as to whether it was a terrorist attack.
Maybe that's the new thing. Maybe like Special Forces jumps out, puts a bomb on you. They go up ropes and helicopters. You blow up and they go spontaneous combustion. Let's go to some phone calls here. Mike in Oregon, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Wayne and Alex, you guys, I salute you a lot. I have a lot.
Well, thank you, brother. Your phone's real bad. Go ahead and throw your question out real quick.
Yeah, I live in Granny State Central, Portland, Oregon, and everyone's walking around like they're Jack Bauer and whatnot. And, I mean, I had an old lady pound down my door the other day because some kid was walking through the neighborhood and was like, I think he's suspicious. I wouldn't have asked the kid.
Yeah. Your phone's so bad, I'm going to let you go. But I got what you were saying. We were making jokes during a break about looking at each other and watching. The government says watch everyone. Government watch each other. Trust no one. Of course you're going to have Zimmerman going around getting in somebody's face. I mean,
you know, look, the Berlin police today are investigating who shined the light on the U.S. embassy there that said United Stasi of America. And they want to get the guy who, the light artist who designed that and who shined it on the embassy.
You ought to get a medal.
Yeah, not go after the people at the U.S. embassy in Berlin who are listening in on German communications of private citizens.
Have you seen the video of the German cops? The guy does nothing and like 10 cops beat him till they almost kill him.
Yeah, you know, nothing's changed much over there in the last 70 years.
Oh, yeah, I've heard, like, German police will be, like, if you even say one thing to them, they're going to beat your brains out.
Yeah, I've seen the Austrian police do the same thing, especially with immigrants. You do not want to get out of line and be Turkish or Tunisian in Vienna, Austria. You know, but we can talk about that. We have the same issue here with our cops.
It's unbelievable. They're investigating United Stasi of America artist. You know, that's it. I want to find a company. I want to start doing that on government buildings around here. I mean, and they're like such a big deal. You know, oh, we may arrest you for that. What a bunch of scum. I mean, the sun shining on your building, going to arrest them for that?
Yeah, only Commissioner Gordon can use the bat, you know, the bat light, apparently.
Well, where is Batman? Let's go ahead and talk to Chase in Texas. Welcome to the airwaves.
Well, thank you, sir. It's been a while, and I'm glad to be hearing you on 1300 out of Beaumont, Texas, sir. It's sure good to hear y'all put the truth here.
That's right. You're listening on KSET 1300. I never plug stations like I should. Everybody in Beaumont, I got family from Beaumont on my grandmother's side, my mom's side. Everybody in Beaumont needs to spread the word that we're on there. God bless that station. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. And in my younger, misguided youth, you know, I was very overzealous at the top, I think, at first, as far as calling in a little over the top and pushing this. So my question for Mr. Matson is if saying these things and doing that, obviously you're going to be on the list. And kind of like what John Hancock said, I want my name at the top of the list, though I don't want to die. I love life. I'm a Christian. Where do you stand as far as if you call in one time on Washington Journal, on any of these shows, and they kind of do they rat hole you into an area where we'll save this person for another day, or he fits into this?
Buddy, what you do is you say, I'm an American, I'm a liberty lover, I'm a constitutionalist, and they want to call you independent, liberal, conservative. Just say, I'm liberal, because Thomas Jefferson was a liberal. Well, I mean, these terms mean nothing now. Just say whatever gets you on the air. I mean, don't lie, but just say, oh, I'm a liberal, because a real liberal would be against all this tyranny. Or I'm a conservative. I want to conserve the old liberal values that made this country so great. It was liberal to own a gun. It was liberal to own your own property. It was liberal to be free. The liberal means more freedom, not less freedom. See, they've stolen all these terms. And God bless you, sir. Good to have you listening there in Beaumont, Texas. What do you call yourself, Wayne?
I consider myself a pretty much a populist. I look at FDR as a good president. I think he helped the people in this country when the people needed. Now we can argue about what he knew about Pearl Harbor and all that, but let's look. He never lived long enough to get the second New Deal, and that there was a lot of good things in there. We wouldn't be having these discussions.
You can argue good and bad and all that, but anything they take that's collectivist will end up making people dependent. But I get your point. At least he broke up the big banks and didn't let them.
He broke up the big banks.
Do the derivatives.
Teddy Roosevelt, who was a Republican, and his cousin, broke up the monopolies. I mean, these are the people we should be highlighting.
Well, it's not good for business to let monopolies run things, or we'll Mexico's got monopolies. Yeah. Do we want to live like that?
Yeah. I mean, I look at Dwight Eisenhower as a great president, the things he was able to do. He kept us out of war. He got it.
Now, why doesn't he get credit for the Civil Rights Act and all that?
Because, you know, there were people that back then calling Eisenhower a pinko, you know. You know, Jack Kennedy didn't live long enough to do the things he wanted to do. And then we got our first really corrupt presidents, Lyndon Johnson, followed by Nixon. By the time Ford was a placeholder, he was a yes man.
Absolutely. Let's jam in.
Poor Jimmy Carter tried, and, you know, they set him up with the Iran hostage thing. Just
let's go to Alex in Illinois. You're on the air with Wayne Madsen. Go ahead with your question, sir.
Party on, Wayne. Party on, Alex. I was wondering if Wayne could elaborate on NSA/DARPA/CIA brain scan MRIs, like a truth machine for you.
Yeah, well, what these are is quack frauds, just like lie detectors. And they now have passive brain scanners at some airports. People think that's crazy. Look it up. I think 5 airports have it in the U.S. last time I checked. And then they claim, oh, brainwaves show you're agitated. And like, yeah, I'm late. Yeah, I got an ulcer. I mean, you know. It's like you're sweating. Well, yeah, it's hot in here.
Look, go back and look at any science fiction movie, and I guarantee you some part of the U.S. intelligence community is working on that technology. And it's in the New York Times today that they've created the prototype Terminator robot called Atlas. It's a scary-looking thing. It's huge.
Yeah, will you guys print the Terminator killer robot for me? Well, I was told by Marines 14 years ago that they about that robot. They've got a whole bunch of them.
Right. And then,
listen, my grandfather sold a prototype riot control. It was remote control, had these big arms with cattle prods on it, and they only got their money back. They sold that to the Pentagon.
Yeah, it's like the movie Minority Report, where they let these little nano insects, robotic insects, go into people's homes and spy on them.
They already have that.
They have that. They have that.
They had it when that came out.
They crawl, they fly, they go underwater. They can do all that stuff.
Yeah, an Atlas is nothing. The real weapons platforms are big armored tanks, the mini tanks that have like 10 guns on them, nerve gas, you name it. And they just those things are autonomous.
Yeah, you look at this and you think of Charlton Heston at the final scene of Planet of the Apes. damn them all to hell. They finally did it.
Exactly. All a bunch of control freaks. Hey, listen, Wayne, we're going to have you on tonight for the Obama deception, too. God bless you. We've got James O'Keefe coming up.
We all know the terrible damage that viruses and bacteria can inflict in the human body. Dozens of diseases are caused by infectious organisms, and now the emergence of superbugs that are resistant to antibiotics poses an even bigger threat to our safety. Don't wait for the medical world to discover a new treatment for the latest superbug. It's important to realize that a simple, safe, and effective alternative already exists. Supernatural Silver. Advances in silver technology have given us a silver solution that is effective against these pathogens. Supernatural Silver can help the body fight against the diseases that can endanger your health and well-being. Taken internally or used topically, Supernatural Silver can give your immune system the support it needs. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and give you and your loved ones a fighting chance. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code SUMMER2013 for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have. It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
Well, the jackboot killer of many American liberties has announced she's sayonara, fait accompli. She's going to scurry off to California to the sinking wreckage of their educational system out there under their commie takeover. Big sis, ladies and gentlemen. Maybe she just have to wear a Hannibal Lecter mask, not a muzzle, so that she doesn't try to chew up everybody's liberties. I don't know. Hey, listen, I read this book. It's got a nice little acknowledgement to yours truly. Stroke of the ego. No, I'm just joking. I mean, there is an acknowledgement. But In Obama Deception 2, I'm going to give these guys credit as a blueprint, as a model of true investigative journalism and people that deserve the Pulitzer Prize. The Project Veritas founder and head, James O'Keefe, has written Breakthrough, Our Guerrilla War to Expose Fraud and Save Democracy. And it is a page-turner, folks. I read this in two nights, and I don't have a lot of time to be reading at night because I'm busy mainly reading news. You go through it, and it's just got, you know, how they did it, what they did, how to be an investigative journalist. Everybody asks me, how do I do this? How do I do that? These guys know what they're doing. And just think of all, brought down Akron, billions of dollars of taxpayer money a year, a mafia organization, brought them down, brought down so much more, got arrested, got set up, still beat it by the grace of God. This, if people actually did what is in this book, we're going to talk more about the book in a moment. I want to get a little bit into the latest on the case, and we're going to be following it all weekend and next week with the verdict and then the calls for rioting and all the rest of it. But what people are saying about the book, upstart James O'Keefe has dealt a major blow to the establishment, George Stephanopoulos. Go watch the video. It's enlightening. It's enraging. Governor Chris Christie. It just goes on and on. President Obama. Response to it. Just he goes, Dennis Miller, John Stewart, Andrew Breitbart. And guys, you could do this too. People always call me, I got an idea for you to do this or that. I'm like, you do it. I'm telling you, folks, you do it. And the book is available at InfoWarsStore.com and bookstores everywhere, but get it at InfoWarsStore.com so we get a little bit of support as well. James, I really got to salute you. Not only are you a first class, should be Pulitzer Prize winner, Edward R. Murrow winner, of course you're not. Said you get thrown in jail cells. But, I mean, you are the model, you and your organization, of what's going to save this country. And good job putting this this master workout. I pray now that everybody get the book. And grandparents out there, get it and give it to your college student grandkids. So, because they're not going to ever have a career or job in this country now. Maybe they can go out and try to save the country with it being a citizen journalist. Mr. O'Keefe, how's the book doing? I hear it's selling pretty well.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. The Breakthrough is a New York Times bestseller. It's gotten all positive reviews. And like you said, it was sort of a David versus Goliath struggle, asymmetrical warfare we have to fight to subvert a complacent media and a corrupt government. I have been targeted in every way you could possibly imagine, and I've survived, from prosecutions to indictments to potential indictments to the Department of Justice trying to criminalize the First Amendment. Everything, this book is more like a thriller than it is an actual political book, but it's all true. And it's a fascinating story, and it's a hopeful story because, you know, like you said, if you just don't give up, you just keep going, keep fighting, you can actually break through.
Well, Jim Garrison said that. They said, why are you still alive? And he said, because I'm in the spotlight. And when they persecute me and lie about me and try to set me up, it gives me even more energy to fight them, and it's actually exciting. It's not scary. Is that the experience you've had?
Well, I think you're right. I think if you're in the spotlight, if you're in the public realm, it's less likely they're going to do something to you. And we have they run out of arrows in their quiver, so to speak. But I mean, this book takes you in the trenches. It shows you that the Department of Justice, instead of looking, you know, instead of working in Massachusetts, they were trying to track me down, the FBI. A federal judge deleted evidence. I have had defamation lawsuits settled. I've used the proceeds of those defamation lawsuits to fund more investigations. It's really incredible what you can accomplish if you just focus on the truth. And we call it Veritas, Veritas Latin for truth, cinema verite, exposing things for what they really are. And there's really no way around it. But I think at this point, the good news is that we've gotten to such a position of prominence in the public spotlight that I don't think they'll be able to shut us down now.
You are incredible. And again, you've gone through the storm. I'm sure there'll be more that come. But as you said, in a way, you and others, we're starting to break them. They want to demoralize us. We're demoralizing them with the truth. And they're beginning to dawn on them as their viewers collapse, as their poll numbers collapse, that this is only the beginning. No amount of 2 billion bullets or brainwashing or race war is going to help them. Liberty is rising. And in that fist, smashing the tyrant, Hydra's in the head, a big part of that fist is James O'Keefe, founder of Project Veritas. Breakthrough, available at InfoWarsStore.com. Long segment coming up. We're going to get into the Zimmerman case. We're going to get into all of it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One, all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. And using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
James O'Keefe, somebody fighting for all of us, has put out the amazing book that is a thriller, and it's non-fiction, ladies and gentlemen. And for me, it's really a how-to book to be a real investigative journalist and how to change history. Because the globalists and their forces are so corrupt, if you just point out what they're doing is wrong when they're on MSNBC in promos saying, your children don't belong to you, they belong to the state. Or, you know, when they're on TV saying, we now have an app out to report all gun owners and put them in a database for the public. And then people get sued over that, like when newspapers publish, you know, where gun owners live. I mean, it's time to stop groveling to these people. You pick a target politically, do the right thing, stand up for yourself. The evil will collapse. Thomas Jefferson said all that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is that good men and women do nothing. The book, Breakthrough, Our Guerrilla War to Expose Fraud and Save Democracy, James O'Keefe. It is an absolute tour de force, ladies and gentlemen, and you need to get it at InfoWarsStore.com, and you need to give it to friends and family, and you need to let them know that this fight is going on, because anytime I see people start standing up, and start questioning, even if it's your city council, the local stuff going on, you start getting big results. And at first they act all powerful and all arrogant. But after a couple years, if you just start once a month going out, videotaping something, doing something, you will wreck them. That's why they laugh and act arrogant. They don't laugh later. They squeal, ladies and gentlemen. And, I mean, I'm describing what I've been through. You've seen what James O'Keefe has done. Really, I've told my reporters. That's why I hired reporters. I said, do stuff like Veritas. Let's start. We already do some of this, but I said, let's get really aggressive. And, again, you don't have to get to this level of, like, you know, NFL dream team, NFL Super Bowl level of this right away. In fact, you probably never will. Maybe you don't want to. That's when it gets dangerous. The little stuff is easy and not dangerous. So get the book, InfoWarsStore.com. Talk about some of the stories in the book. Talk about, then tie it in currently to what you see the Obamanoids doing, talking about criminal charges against News Corp and Rupert Murdoch in the U.S. Over reporters talking to cops in England.
Yeah, Alex, this is sort of the mainstreaming of the criminalization of journalism. People thought I was crazy a couple of years ago when I talked about how the Department of Justice was leaking my emails. People thought I was nuts. In fact, now with the new scandals, everyone believes me. We had reason to believe that the U.S. Attorney's Office in Louisiana was leaking my emails. Now we see Glenn Greenwald. You have David Gregory on NBC News talking about how he's aiding and abetting a source. I mean, they're literally, the establishment people are calling for the criminalization of news reporting. And while I have been on the front lines, I have been on the absolute front lines of this. I had agents come to my house for 3 years, federal agents harassing my family. I had them almost raid the home of one of my colleagues for exposing voter fraud in the state of New Hampshire, even though our expose showing dead people voting led to the state passing a voter identification law. So we have been on the front lines as citizens, and at this turning point in our country, we have to establish, the left and the right have to come together on the First Amendment. And I don't see that happening. I see a rift. I see some people being protected. I see the Department of Justice protecting certain journalists and prosecuting other journalists based on the information they expose. And this book, there's so many stories. I mean, I don't even know where to begin. But it's all about that fight that I've had to fight.
You know, I want to play a clip here in a few minutes. What did you think of Hastings, and now that they won't release the report of what they did with his body? I've talked to the family. I've talked to his friends. The family's scared to come on air. I've talked to Staff Sergeant Biggs about, he said, I'm going into hiding. They're death threatening me. Biggest story ever. CIA. They're coming to all our houses. And the FBI lied. Now I've talked to people that went to the funeral. They were visited by the FBI. The FBI lied about visiting them. And then his car blows up. And then where's the so-called big left media? They're making fun of anybody that questions his death. And, I mean, it's pretty much open and shut. It was a car bomb from what I've seen.
Well, what interests me about Hastings, I'm glad you brought him up, is that I was reading a little bit about looking into him, because I think towards the end of his life, Michael Hastings had a little bit of an awakening about our media. And he gave an interview with, I think it was Chet Unger. I don't know where. I saw it on YouTube. And he was saying that he had to leave Newsweek because in Newsweek his hands were tied. He said he had to go into the wilderness, as he called it. He had to become independent. He had to branch out and freelance, right, for Rolling Stone, which is a little more of a rag than Newsweek was. And I see it all over the media. I see reporters, they have to be independent in order to get the truth out. They have to branch out and leave these established papers with big salaries. He was talking about his editors wouldn't let him do what he wanted to do. And I think this is unfortunately where we are. We have to be independent people. We have to take it upon ourselves. Now, what does that mean? It means that the First Amendment needs to protect the people who become independent. In fact, these established groups, they're not even doing journalism anymore. So it's really shocking to see the Justice Department, you know, protecting the guy who bugged McConnell, who committed a felony through, you know, taped him through a wall. He's considered a journalist. You know, Daniel Ellsberg is considered a hero. And all these other people are considered heroes, but now the citizens who actually do the journalism are prosecuted. And by the way, next week I'll be releasing a video. I actually confronted the the corrupt United States attorneys who prosecuted me, and you will not believe what they did in response. Unbelievable footage. It's coming next week at Project Veritas.
Well, the clip we played a few weeks ago, Hastings said they've declared war on journalists. They've declared war on liberty, and it's time that journalists stand together and just release everything this corrupt government's doing. And I think that scared him because he was a leader. And I just can't believe, other than some TV stations in L.A. and San Diego, none of them are saying there's a cover-up that should be investigated.
Well, I mean, like I said, I think Hastings was having a little bit of an awakening towards the end of his life. But I think there's a false dichotomy on the left and the right. You know, I think Hastings was kind of seeing that false dichotomy a little bit, that I think we all need to come together and support the First Amendment. Alex, there's stories in this book, Breakthrough, where I was researching all types of things the last 3 years. I wasn't allowed to travel. The government would not let me travel over a misdemeanor crime I didn't even commit. So I was in the library in New Jersey investigating the National Education Association, and the librarian came up to me and said, "Now, what are you doing here?" I said, "Well, I'm a reporter. I'm investigating, voter fraud in the Education Association." And she said, "Why are you doing that? No, you can't do that." So I discovered that I'm always behind enemy lines.
I know. I don't call these people liberals. And again, I'm a constitutional libertarian, but obviously Republicans talk more like I like sovereignty, family, anti-abortion, pro-life, things like that. But of course, then they sell us out because they're part of the same power structure. But the Democrats, even their rank and file, the old well-meaning liberals now know Democrats are bad and are awake and are more of like a libertarian liberal. But those that are still behind it think they're part of like an authoritarian club. And they'll come over to our reporters in Austin and go, when they were just talking to somebody on the street, you know, a woman in a suit interviewing people, and go, "I don't think you're allowed to be on the street interviewing. I'm calling the police." And then the police come. I mean, they call the police on us when we're handing out magazines. And the cops come and go, "Yeah, you can't do that. It's upsetting people."
I think it's censorship. I think there's a distinction. I'm glad you brought this up. I think there's a distinction because I've spent much time thinking about this because it's affected me in a very personal way. There's a difference between criticism and censorship. And what I see is I describe this in Breakthrough, liberalism is yielding to fascism. And there is a distinct difference between wanting to silence people and shut down information and have a conversation about what that information means. In my case, they want to shut me down. They want to censor me.
I'm saying is that they're authoritarians, and they'll laugh at me and say, "Yeah, I know, we're taking over." It's like Democrats now don't care if Obama kills, bombs, or even rips them off. It's like they feel like they're part of an evil team. I mean, it's like when you went in all the Akron offices, they're like, "You got child sex slaves or whatever? You got underage prostitutes? Bring them on." You know, I mean, it's scary that the Rankin, you get my point. I mean, have you picked up on the average Democrat being like a criminal?
Well, I mean, I see the Department of Justice is like I said, protecting the guy who planted a listening device through a wall, which, you know, maybe you argue that's justified. It's still a felony, and they're protecting him, and they're prosecuting my colleagues who did nothing illegal. So I've lived it. I have lived it. I see the censorship. I want the left and the right to come together on this issue. I think it's possible for the left and the right to come together on this issue of we should not support censorship. But I see these people, and this is what they say to me. They say, "Alex, you shouldn't be investigating Acorn. You should not be investigating election fraud. You should not be doing, because these are good things. You don't want to go after good organizations." And it's the moral statement that you shouldn't be doing something because you're investigating good people. And
it's like we're doing bad things because we're good. Did you see? I think they signed the law yesterday. Will you guys try to pull it up if you can? Where five non-citizens at one time can run the polling places. They passed laws so non-citizens can run the polling places and probably vote over and over again in California. Did you see that?
I didn't see that news item, no.
I'll pull it up. It's so insane. I covered it yesterday, but no. California, I think the headline was passes law where immigrants can run polling places. It really is crazy. I want to play you this Hastings clip. This is about a week before he died with the Young Turks, and I've checked it. Sink, Iger, or whatever his name is, Unger.
How do you say it?
Unger. He's been on the show before.
Yes.
I think he's a funny guy. But the whole, I wasn't missing his name on purpose, is my point, folks. I'm babbling here. But, you know, I don't think he's come out and said it should be investigated. He broke down and cried for his friend, but won't dare say it's suspicious because, oh, the government never does anything wrong. Let's play this clip. Here it is.
The Obama administration has clearly declared war on the press. It's declared war on investigative journalists, our sources. I think the only recourse to this kind of behavior by the government is to say back to the government, we declare war on you, and from this point forward, we should no longer, as a media, as a whole, cooperate in any manner with the government in terms of when we're doing national security stories. We should withdraw all our cooperation, and we should publish everything we know, because it's a free press, and it's not a free except for when the government tells me to do it press, and we've been way too easy going with these guys. We've let them get away with this for years. We've let them tell us what to print, what not to print. And I say be done with it, and everybody should just get together and fire back, because no one else is going to defend the press.
All right, and that's Cenk Unger. I can hardly pronounce my own name, folks. I'm sorry. Cenk. But I want to get him on the show again. Last time I couldn't go on his show, so maybe he's mad at me, but try to get him on the show. He's always asked short notice. I mean, where are you? Where is Current TV, I guess owned by Al Jazeera, on this very suspicious death of this journalist? Again, what do you think of what Hastings just said from the grave?
Well, I think Hastings' writings, he, like I said to you before, he was having an awakening. You have to go through a lot of cognitive dissonance to do that. I also think that Hastings was disillusioned by what he saw as his press corps, like Newsweek, which he worked for before, was his hand was tied. They were not allowing him to print the stuff he wanted to print. He said he had to go out into the wilderness, as he put it, and go completely independent. And, you know, he talked about a war. You know, I confronted the U.S. attorney who prosecuted me the other day, and this guy screamed that he lost control of himself. He called the sheriff. He wanted to put me in jail. They're drunk with power. They're drunk with power, and they want to use that power to shut people down. And we have to stand together. I mean, we have to do.
Exactly. Is that the video that's coming out next week?
Yeah. It's all on tape. He lost. This is a former United States attorney who resigned for corruption related issues in Louisiana. And I confronted him with my book. I said, "Sir, why did you do what you did?" I just asked him a simple question. I was very kind. I was very nice. I said, "Yeah, here's a copy of my book. I'd like you to see it, and I want you to give you I want to give you a chance to respond to what you've done. You took 3 years of my life from me. Your leadership team engaged in corrupt activities. We have reason to believe you were leaking my emails. Why did you do it?" And he lost control of himself.
Can't wait to see that. Well, listen, I went and walked around on July 4th in downtown Austin on the hike and bike trail, and I was shooting short little videos over the pedestrian walk bridge. And later I noticed the man and woman that confronted me were like 30-plus feet away, couldn't even hear me. I was being low-voiced, you know, just saying, "And here you have this in the public, blah, blah, blah." So I turned my camera off, go back to walking and then jogging, because I was jogging and walking and talking to people and doing reports. And the woman goes, "Shut up with your brainwashing." She looked like she was about a 45-year-old Hispanic woman. And it looked like she was with her husband, who was like a white guy, looked like a government bureaucrat type. And I said, "Excuse me?" She said, "You know, shut up with your brainwashing." And I was like, "Well, what am I brainwashing?" And her husband goes, "Get out of here, buddy." And I went, "Wait a minute. I'm just walking by. You just said that to me." And later I saw in the video, earlier video, you know, they were down looking at me. Couldn't even hear me, but knew who I was. And he goes, "Get out of here." And I went, "Hey, I bet your wife can't, you know, back up why I'm a brainwasher. Ma'am, tell me why I'm a brainwasher." I wasn't even taping. I wasn't being confrontational. He gets up and he goes, "I told you, get out of here." And yeah. I said, "Well, actually, I was going to keep going, but now I'm going to just stand here." And I stood and put my hands on the railing looking over the bridge. I said, "I'm not going to let you tell me what to do." But I'm telling you, because she was wearing like a Democratic Party hat. That's how I know. These were Obama people. And I'm telling you, conservatives, if they hear you saying something they don't agree with, they might say something, but then they're going to debate you. And when I run into these Democrats, they will tell me, "Shut up." They think I need to shut up. And now you see the persecution of the press by Obama. It shows these are authoritarian creeps.
Yes, I think, and now people are starting to begin to see they're starting to begin to see how bad it is. And that's the fight that I've had to fight, Alex, the last couple of years of my life, just to get people to agree on the fundamental idea that there shouldn't be the censorship of the press. And what's shocking to me is the Fourth Estate wants censorship of the free press. They don't like, we call it cinema verite, the full raw video. They don't want you to see the full raw tape because they want packaged stories for you and shove those narratives down your throat. I just want people to have all the information. I trust the American people. If they have the information, they can make the best decision for themselves.
If you walked into my housing assistance private business and said, I want to run underage whores into America, I would say, oh, wait right here. I'd walk in my office and call the police.
Well, I got sued for privacy on that. Because I filmed the Acorn employees, and some of them sued me for not being allowed to tape them. The conversation became not what we exposed, but the tactics we use to expose it. That's what they're doing with Edward Snowden. They're making the conversation about him and not what the information is actually exposed. This is the diversion. This is the obfuscation that the Fourth Estate uses, and you need to learn how to break through that.
Well, people need to support you. You've been through hell, but come to the other side and are the model of perseverance. George Washington, for almost 8 years, fought against tyranny, lost almost every battle, but persevered and defeated the greatest empire in the world. No one had defeated. We'll defeat the New World Order with perseverance in the InfoWar. Get breakthrough at InfoWar Store today.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a 6-month supply and get 3 Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cook pot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply, free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
There may be a hidden danger lurking in our homes. And without the right equipment, you'll never know it's there. Maser instruments detect all forms of nuclear radiation, including alpha, beta, gamma, and x-rays. And are always on, just like your smoke alarm. Detecting, measuring, and monitoring nuclear radiation. Made in America. Laboratory grade and EMP resistant. If you can't reliably measure nuclear radiation, you're not fully prepared. But now you can be at MaserInstruments.com. Spelled M-A-Z-U-R, Instruments.com.
You can eliminate inflammation and pain. You can eliminate constipation or irritable bowels. You can flatten your tummy without exercises, and you can make your complexion clearer and more youthful. You can feel good from the inside out. Find out that as far back as 1749, what was able to reverse one man's death sentence and open up 160 spas to dispense this life-giving food. Call 866-844-1047. That's 866-844-1047.
Bill Carroll here for Blue Tax. Just because the IRS says you owe them a lot of money, are you just going to do what? Throw your hands up in the air and write a check? What are you doing? You got to fight this stuff. Here's what you need to do. Make a free call to Blue Tax right now. Get a second opinion. You got to do at least that. 800-501-7730. Don't let the IRS push you around with collection calls and bank liens and levies and property seizures. Let Blue Tax share some stories about people like you that were being harassed by the IRS and didn't owe what they were told initially. Or they'll tell you stories about how they stopped all IRS collection actions the same day, or how they helped set up installment agreements or got debts reduced through the proper submission of an offer and compromise. Call Blue Tax right now. It's a free call, totally free, and it can save you a fortune. And get the IRS off your back today. Blue Tax, you can trust them to help you here. Call Blue Tax now at 1-800-501-7730. That's 800-501-7730. One last time, 800-501-7730, or visit BlueTax.com.
Folks, 1 year of funding in a stimulus bill for Acorn was $5 billion. $5 billion, that's even bigger than the globalists. And that's what Project Veritas shot down. We've been putting their website up on television for people. We'll put it back up there, and I'll give it verbally to all the radio listeners. But pray for James O'Keefe and the rest of his team. Pray for us as well. Because let me tell you, they're killing a lot of journalists. They're setting people up. They've been coming after this guy. They've been raiding him, you name it. If people don't buy his book, if people don't support him and what they're going through, talking to him off air, struggling financially. This guy shouldn't be struggling financially, breaking some of the biggest stories of the last decade. He should be rolling in war bonds. When you buy stuff at InfoWarsStore.com, we also carry the best products, the best seeds, the best water filters, the best magazines, books, videos. When you do that, we are in a war. That's what he says in the book. It is, folks. This is a war. I mean, James, let me tell you, if anybody, and I'm not trying to creep you out, if they're going to kill anybody, and I know you're so out in the open, that's why they have it, but let me tell you, these are gangsters. I know people bring that up to you. Let me ask you the question. Are you worried about a hit team, and you want to say on air you'll never commit suicide, or if your car blows up, you want an investigation?
No, I'll never commit suicide. I mean, I believe very strongly in the power of what we do, and I believe it's the way that we can change things, and I believe that that what I'm doing is right and important, and it's going to be the way that we're going to reclaim our power as citizens. And now I don't worry about the hit team because I'm a Christian, and I believe I try to emulate the notion of giving up your life for something greater than yourself. That's something I tried to live up to.
Did you find when you mentally pass a line when you're all over international news and you're getting threats and they're indicting you and all this other stuff? Did you cross a line where you committed and went through fear, or was the fear never there? Because I found as soon as I went through the almost the selfishness of let me have a long, good life, that the world opened up to me. Like I got smarter as soon as I manned up.
I have been afraid at times. I usually am afraid of things that most people don't realize. Like when you're sitting in a federal jail cell and, a judge destroys your evidence, yeah, you're scared to death. I mean, it's the biggest perversion of justice ever. You have no defense. You have no defense. No last line of defense when a judge destroys your videotape. I mean, that happened to me. It's a matter of public record. You can look it up. And I was very afraid. But the good news is that there are some people out there who support you, and they send you letters and they send you emails, and that's what keeps you going at these events when people thank me, and that's really what keeps me going.
Unbelievable. Folks, I mean, I've lived some of what this guy's lived through, and they've really come after him. I mean, let me tell you something, folks. If I ever shot down a $5 billion operation, they'd probably kill me. I mean, I'm not trying to bring this up. I know a lot of people they've killed, and that's why I admire people like James O'Keefe and the rest of your team. Here at the end of this hour, the book recognizes them. Let's recognize some of the other people at the project that you're running, the Veritas Project, and let's have everybody pray for him as well once the show ends today. Recognize some of those folks.
Yeah, people like Lila Rose, Hannah Giles, Sean Adlai, my friend who posed as the member of the Fundamentalist Muslim Brotherhood, Simon Templar, my colleagues who did the voter fraud work, John Buckley, Sean Murphy, some of these guerrilla intrepid journalists who've been in the shadows and who haven't come out because, one of my friends, Spencer, had his home almost raided by the Department of Justice. The guy by the way, I can't make this up, just not to make a lighthearted comment, but the guy in the New Hampshire Department of Justice who raided the home of my colleague for exposing voter fraud, his name was Richard Head, like Dick Head. This is the guy's actual name in the New Hampshire. I confronted Richard Head. It's on YouTube. It's got like 50,000 views. I can't make this stuff up, Alex. It's really more of like a...
Hold on, let me do... I know you got to go to another interview. Let's do 5 more minutes overdrive so you can finish up. Folks, pray. Let's all pray during this break for Project Veritas.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.